Vayter in Shas, during Gedushin Daf Ayin Hey. Picking up on Ayin Dalam Beis Bada Baal Mar Page. Five lines up from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanon. Zokta Heilige Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. Bein Tisha Shana V'yom Echad. If you have a kid who's 9 years and 1 day, which you know that's a stage where a kid is Ra'oi Labia. And now the Gemara says, and we're dealing with a ger. This kid is a ger who's either a ger Amoni or a ger Moavi, a ger Mitzri, a ger Adomi, which all these are able to go out and be gerim. But an Amoni and a Moavi are not allowed to marry in Kahal Hashem. They can only marry another ger or something of the sort, but they cannot marry they're not really lovable but Kahal. A Mitzri is really to come in to the Kahal and Dor Shlishi. And even an Ammonis and an Moavis can come in. So now we have a Ger Ammonia boy, though, is Ammonia Moavi Mitzri Adomi. Kusi, or Kusi, which is a non-Jew, or not clear that is. Nasin Chalal Umamzer. Shabala Kohanis, and this boy, he has a relationship, any one of these type, a nine-year-old that fits in one of these categories, has a relationship with a Kohenis, Levia, Val Bas Yisrael, with a one that is Kahal, we'll say, Paslua, now you are passeling her by doing such a thing from being with a Kohen in the future, or if she is a Kohenis, meaning a Bas Kohen, she can't have Truma anymore from her father. Rabbi Yossi says Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi says Kol Shezara Pasel, Posel. Anyone who their offspring is going to be Pasel, that they will posel, and we'll explain the Nafka meanings here. But Kol She'ein Zara Posel, Eino Posel. But anyone whose Zara, whose children's offspring will not be Posel, they're not going to posel. This is the Mashal, the Gemara is going to say it, but let's say a second generation Mitzri, the third one's going to be Roy Lova the Kahal, so therefore having a relationship with that person is not going to posel because it's Posel on this type of, in the Korn Tribyosi. He comes and he says, beep, turn the page. Ayin hey. Kol She'ata Nose Bito, Ata Nose Almanuso. Anyone, if you have a Kohen, any Kohen whose daughter is allowed, any Kohen who can marry this person's daughter, let's try that again. Let's say you have a Kohen. If he's allowed to marry the daughter of a particular relationship, then he's allowed to marry the almana of that relationship as well. Anyone who can't, then you wouldn't be able to marry the almana. So let's try to figure out the difference that we see between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. My Ika being Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. Our Rabbi Yochanan Mitzri Shein Ika ben Ayah, like we said, a second generation Mitzri, who the third generation is going to be Kasher and Royal level of Kahal, is what we're talking about here. Mitzri Shein Ika ben Ayah. Right, that's going to be according to Tanakama. The relationship is going to disqualify this one from the corner. According to Biosi, it's not going to. Both of them learning it from the relationship of Kohen Gadol to an Almana, which you know Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry in Almana. But we say like this, the Tanakama, however, he says, Ki Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, just like the Kohen Gadol Almana, Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'almana Shabiyasa Ba'avira Uposel Ba, the Biyasa Ba'avira is going to pass away from marrying a Kohen afterwards. Afko Shabiyasa Ba'avira Uposel. So to any in Bavira is going to go ahead and passel the relationship. And that's the Tanakama. Yossi Asavar, Ki Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, just like Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'almana Shezaro Pasel Uposel. Just like the case of a Kohen Gadol's relationship with an Almana, his children from her are going to be not roi to marry a Kohen, and he also makes her not roi to marry a Kohen. Afkol Shezaro Pasel Uposel, Lafuke excluding Mitzri. I'm sorry, Mitzri Sheni. Sheni's our apostle because the Zerah of a Mitzri Sheni is not going to be apostle. The Amar Koz, apostle says, Banim Asher Yuvoldu Lahem Dor Shlishi Yavala Makal Hashem. They have a third generation, they come to Gal Hashem. Therefore, a woman who he has a relationship with is also not going to be problematic to be involved with a Kohen. Okay, next, and we went on to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So we had Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We explained the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. What about Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? So now this is going to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Omer says, Kol Shata Nosei Bita Tanosei El Menoso. Anyone whom you can marry, if a Kohen can marry the daughter of that relationship, he can marry the Almana of that relationship as also. Kol Shata Nosei Bita Tanosei El Menoso. Ma'i Kibin Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the difference between the two. Amar Ula, Ger Amoni Umoavi Ikibinayu. The difference between them is a Ger Moavi, Amoni Umoavi, is going to be the difference between the two of them. How so? And that what's going to come out from that, according to Biosi, if any of a person's kids are going to be not Ro'oi, the woman with who he had a relationship is also going to be asa to be to a kohen. So the wife of an Ammoni or a Moavi is asa to marry kohen, because we know that the male Ammoni and Moavi, Gerim, they're Jewish, but they're asa from marrying into the kahal. According to Shimon Gamliel, the woman with who a unfit person has a relationship becomes usher to a kohen only if the person's kids are going to be not fit. They're not going to be ra'oi. So in the case of Ammon and Moav, the daughters are not usher to enter the congregation, into the kahal, like we're going to see right now. Ushneim lom du elim kohen gadol ba'almana, shem edia both amon lo yantel lachasim kohen gadol ba'almana. To Rabbi Yossi Savaki kohen gadol ba'almana, he says, just like kohen gadol ba'almana. Ma kohen gadol ba'almana shezaro pasu uposel, of course shezaro pasu uposel. Therefore, it's problematic. Abishim Gamliel, Kikoin Godaba Mana, Ma Koin Godaba Mana, Shekol Zaro Puzzle. Joseph Koin Godaba Mana, all of the children that come from that relationship are going to be Puzzle. Afkol Zaro Puzzle, Afilo Nikevos. So too, we're going to see, learn out that when all of them are no good, including even the Nikevos, which is excluding this case, Afuki Garamoni Moavi. Why? The Nikevos have a shares of a Gal, because a Ammonis and Moavis are going to come to the Gal. And therefore, it's not going to be possible. Da'amar mar, Ammoni v'lo Ammonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. Amar Rav Chista. Hakomoldim, everyone's going to agree. Meaning all these kids, Rabbi Tanakav, Rabbi Yosef, Shem Gamliel, are all maskim. Be'almanas isa p'shepsua l'kahuna. The almana of a person who's isa, meaning dough, it's mixed up, it's a suffix, whether they're possible or they're not possible, says Rashi, b'ksuvus mefarish almana suffix chalo. And now we're going to deal with the case of a person is a suffix chalal or not, and the amount of such a thing, it's going to be psula la kahuna. How do we know that they're all maskim to that? Because who's the most makel of all of them in this brisa? Tanakamri, who's here, Shimon Gamliel? The answer is Shimon Gamliel. V'ka'amar, and he says, kol sha'ata nose bito ata nose almanoso. He says, anyone whose daughter, a kohen, is allowed to marry, is also allowed to marry the almana. V'kol sha'ata nose bito yata nose almanoso. L'muta amai, what's it coming to exclude? L'muta almanas isa shepsula kahuna. It's coming to be memait, the almanas isa, which is going to be puzzle for kahuna. And if he's most mikkel and says that, then clear Tanakam Rabbi Yossi also are maskim to such a thing. That happens to be that all three of them say this is lafuki midahani tanoi is coming to exclude from the following tanoi. The time we learned in the mission Adios. Hey Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira al amonasisa shekshera lakuna. She's not going to be kosher. My time of why have a sveik sveika, because it's a sveik sveika lakula, and whatever sveik sveika, what two suffixes there, we are mikkel. Let's look at the next part of the mishnah. Vadon vadon. Rabbi says that those whose iser to enter into the kahal is certain, meaning it's vada you can't, are mutter to go and to be together with those who are that is certain. When I said this in front of Shmuel, meaning of Yehuda, saying when he said it back in front of Shmuel, he said, Hillel shona asar yuchsen olum mibavav v'kulam utarn levozabazeh. Hillel said 10 people came up from them, each one's mutter with the other. V'at amart halachik Rabbi Lezer, you say halachas like Rabbi Lezer, who asks those who are of uncertain iser to marry one another.
V'rami derav derav. We have a bit of a problem. Rav against himself. Rami d'shmuel d'shmuel de'itmar. Because we know it says, arusa she'ibra. If you have a arusa, a woman who's engaged, she'ibra, she becomes pregnito. Says Rashi, we don't know if it's from her arus or if it's from some other guy. Rav amar havlad mamzer. The vlad's a mamzer. Shmuel amar havlad shtuki. He's a shtuki. So says Gemara, Rav amar havlad mamzer. So Rav, who matters his kid to marry Mamzeres, goes against his earlier shtickle, the ruling that he said a shtuki is usher to marry Mamzeres. And Shmuel, who answers him for marrying Mamzeres, goes against his earlier shtickle that he said a shtuki is mutter to marry Mamzeres. It's like, Eifach, no problem, just switch the names. Rav Amar Vlad Shtuki, Shmuel Amar Vlad Mamzeres. So therefore, they work together. Why do we have to teach these this halacha two times? Tzricha, we need diit, my behalf. Just would have said it. If we would have just said the first statement of Rav, it goes going to Rabbi Eliezer, who says a shtuki is aser to marry Mamzeres, then Bahaka Amarav, I would say that's what Rav says, that the offspring is aser to marry mamzeres mishum derov ksher mitzvah, because this mother of a shtuki is an unmarried woman. Therefore, the rov, the majority of people, are therefore mutter to be with her. Aval hasam, but over there, where the in the case of a arusa that has a kid, the rov psulim mitzvah, majority of them are pasul because of the fact that she's engaged. If everyone's aser to her. Maybe you say the mask of the Shmuel doesn't be married to my mamzer, since you have to say no, it's us, sir. Would have just said it by the case of the arusa that has a child. That's what it would say. The Rav says that the kid, the child of a shtuki, where Rav would say that the child is a shtuki, and therefore us and marry mamzer. Because we can say that she's. The pregnancy comes from her aris. Avabahab, in the case, the first case, in the, with the shtuk and the general shtuk, maybe see the maskim to Shmuel, that it doesn't go into the lezer. We have to bring both cases. Really don't switch it. What does Rav mean when he says the kid's a mamzer? Lav mutter ba mamzeris. He doesn't mean that to say that it's mutter to marry a mamzeres. Ela the aser b'bas Yisrael, it's aser b'bas Yisrael. Shmuel Amar Vlad Shtuki, the aser b'bas Yisrael. He didn't mean that the kid is aser to marry mamzeres, but all he means is that it's aser to marry a b'bas Yisrael. Says Gemara, Ihachi Haynu Rav. Then that's then Shmuel saying what Rav said, and there's no machlokas. Ela Amai Shtuki. So rather, what does Shmuel mean when he says the kid's a shtuki? We quiet the kid from the halacha of kahuna if his mother was married to a kohen. Says Rashi, meaning if im haya ha'aris kohen, of the aris of the engagee was a kohen. Frak the Gemara, what are you talking about? Pshita, obviously, hashter b'din yisrael mishatkin on le. Where mishat can be silenced him from the halacha of a Jew, regular Yisrael, by asking him to marry a regular woman. B'din kahuna miboy, you have to tell me from kahuna also. Elamai shtuki, what does it mean when Shmuel says the kid's a shtuki? Shemashatkan somi nichse of, if we quiet him from his father's possession. It's talking about here the child of a shtuki, to say that the kid does not inherit, not yorish, any of his mother's husband's property, because we don't know that he's really the father. It says, well, Peshita, obviously, miyadina avua manu, do we know who the child's father is? Like, therefore, of course, he's not going to get this stuff. Lo tzricha, says Gemara, lo tzricha de tafas. Talking about a case where he goes and he grabbed the stuff already. And Shmuel says that even in such a case, he has to return it and give it back. V'iboy, same another answer to explain what Shmuel says. My shtuki, beduki. What does it mean with Shmuel when he said that the kid is going to be shtuki? It means that he's beduki. Bodkin is emo, valmeris, lakushin, avati, nemenis. We check the mother, we investigate her, and if she says that it was the kusher that it was that had a relationship, Ne'emanus, then we go and we believe her. Frak the Gemara, come on, who is this going like? Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rabbi Gamliel, in the Mishnah is coming later. Ha'amar Shmuel chad zimna. But if so, Shmuel already said this, that the halacha goes according to Rabbi Gamliel at the time, because we learned that in Mishnah, in Ksubas, ha'isimu baris, amar lo amat tivashil zashil berzu, mish pulling the coin. He says, well, what's the deal with this baby? He's a pregnant woman. What's the deal? And he says, oh, it's from this guy and he's a coin. We're going to believe her. We're going to say, oh, we believe her. And we show her in him, and she's not believed. If I'm rebuked on Rishmuel, I'll look at Rishmuel, I'll look at Rishmuel, I'll look at Rishmuel. So what's Pshat Rishmuel is to say again that an Aris is believed to say who the father's kid is. Says Gemara Tzricha. We need to say it again. The email, some of you just want to learn that from Ksuvas, having been a hossam of Ksherm, because majority of them are Ksherm by her. Therefore, we're going to go and trust her that the father's kid is Raui, as kosher. Aval hachal here to rope psulim. That's like a we say not like that. Tzricha, therefore we need it. Says Gemara Tanya. We learned that by itself. Achein Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer Omer. Rabbi Lezer also says kusi lo yisa kusis. A kusi cannot marry a kusis. My time. What's the pshat? I'm Rabbi Yosef. Asau keger laacher shaz laacher asarudor. So the rabbis made the kusi that of a ger after 10 generations. De Tanya, ruling from the Brisa, ger ad asar doris mutter mamzeres. A convert is mutter to marry mamzeres until asar doris. Mekan ve'elich, asar mamzeres, from then on, asar mamzeres. Ve'eshar mamzeres, say, ad she yishtakeya shem of odus kochav emenu, is mutter to marry mamzeres until this shem of odus kochav him has disappeared from him. In other words, until he's no longer known that this guy's coming from Gerim. Amar le Abayis. Abayis says, Mi dami, come on, you're comparing those two cases. Hasam ger yashan mamzeres chadasha. There, the status of the ger is old and lost and finished. But over here, the mamzeres is brand new, fresh and clear, right? Everyone knows she's mamzeres. Amri bar Yisrael hu dekanas mamzeres. People are going to see this. And they're going to say that, oh, look at Bar Yisrael is marrying a mamzeres. But here, in the case of the Kusi, both men and women are the same. Okay, so the Gemara comes up with another reason why a Kusi shouldn't be allowed to marry another Kusi. When he came, he said, Rabbi Elazar Savarla, Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Yishmael. Beep, turn the page. Ein Hayam Abayis. Rabbi Yishmael, Savalik Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael holds like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar, Savalik Rabbi Yishmael, Damar Kusim Geirayos. They were Geirayos. In other words, they converted only because they were scared. Rashi is very in Kishar with the Chum. They're just like Goyim, Shanatsu Benos Yisrael. They married Jews. Homachlokus about Kusim. The Geirayos, they just converted out of being scared. So if we don't believe that they're really, there's a whole bunch of lion attacks going on, they just said, yeah, we'll be Jewish, but they didn't really mean it. He says that even by the case of a guy, right, or an Eved Kenani, that is a relationship with a Jewish Maidle, the kid is a mamzer. Is he really hold like that? If I'm Rabbi Yochan, Mishon Rabbi Shmuel, may I love Kachon, the Eved Shabbat, the Kohen, as well, the Via, the Bas Yisrael, Shepaslua. How do we know that if you have a Avodah Zarnik or an Eved Kenani who has a relationship with a Kohen Levi Yisrael, a woman, that they're going to make her now, she can no longer be with Kahuna? It says in the daughter of a Kohen, Bas Kohen, if she should become a widow or a divorcee and she has no children, she goes back to her father's house like she was young, and she can have truma. Mishesh lo almanus v'gerishin. So I'm going to teach only somebody who has the capacity, the ability to have an almana, or become an almana or a garush. Then it goes and knocks it off, and she goes back to her father's house. Yatzav v'kachav v'eved she'en lo almanus v'gerishin. This excludes the case of this woman who gets married, so to speak, to a guy, or to an Eved Kenani, that there's no such thing as the almana and again and gerishin from such a thing. So she doesn't go back to her father's house. If you want to say that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva, that the Yiddish Yid, that the kid of a Jewish woman from a guy is a mamzer, hashta mamzer have mifsel bebiasa mibaya. Now that the fact that the kid is going to be a mamzer, so you have to learn after the pasuk that she's considered no good for coin by being with her. So it's a Gemara, okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. So rather, El Rabbi Elazar, Savalak Rabbi Yishmael. Rather, what do we say? We say that Elazar Rabbi Yishmael, Damar Kusim Geirayos, Visavi Rabbi Kirabi Kiva, he holds like, or on the one hand, like Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Elazar also holds like Rabbi Akiva, Dama Rabbi Kachav Mevet Abayel Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. Says Gemara, you can't say that. Mi Savor Lo Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Akiva. From Rabbi Elazar says Afal Pish and Nechlu Beisham Beisila B'Tzaros. Even though Beisham Beisila, they argue about the idea of Tzaros of co-wives. This is a reference to a Mishnah in Yevamos, and then we have Machlokes Beisham Beisila about a guy who he has two wives and then he dies. They have no kids, and Mishamay say that the wife who's an erva to the brother is no longer part of this Yibum shtickle, but the other one who's not an erva, she has to now do Yibum Mechalitza. Basil said if one of them is butter from the Yibum, because she's an erva, the other one also goes along with it. So now we say Afu Basil Bitsaros, Modem they are maskim, Shein Mamzer Ella, Mimi, She Sur Isser Erva Fa'anush Karis. So Rabbi Lazar says straight up in this brisa that a mamzer comes only from somebody who's just kari, since the relationship between a Jewish woman and a avodah zarnik or eved kenani is not going to be karis, he must say that the offspring is not a mamzer, which goes against Rabbi Akiva. Says Gemara, Ella kiyasa rovin, amar Rabbi Akiva bar Abba, amar Rabbi Yochanan, va'amar lo amar Rabbi Abba bar Zavda, amar Rabbi Chanina, va'amar lo amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, amar Rabbi Shoah ben Levi, sholosh machlokos b'daver. There are three arguments in this matter. Rabbi Yishmael Savar, he holds, Kusim Gir Rayasein, V'Kohanim Shenitmu V'Hem Kohanim Psulim Hayu. They were Kohanim Psulim. Shenemar V'Yasu Lehem Miktsosam Kohani Bamos. The Pasuk says that the Kusim made for themselves, from some of them, Kohanim for the Bamos, for the altars. V'Amar Rabbi Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mirakotim Shabam. When it says the Lashon of Miktsosam, it means Minakotsam, from the thorns of the nations, meaning from those that were not ro'oi, not fit. Umishumhachi paslinhu, and because of that, they were pasled, they pasled. The Kusim. Rabbi Akiva Savar, he holds, Kusim Geru Emesheim. No, they were good Gerim. For Kohanim Shenitvu Vahen, Kohanim Kshem Hayu, and the Kohanim who were Nitmuhem, that became Tami through them, were good Kohanim. Shenemar v'yasu lehem miktsosam kohani bamos. Same pasuk. V'amar Rabbi Mechanan v'yochanan min habechir m'shamam, which means from the best of the nation. V'elam v'pnei ma asarum. Why did the Chachamim ask them to marry the Yidden? They shayim yabim esarusos, because they would do yibum with women who had only the state of arus and not through nisuin. Beep, turn the page. I love upotinus and asuas, and they would pater those who are fully married from doing any sort of chalitza. My darish, why did they learn out like this, like backwards, what we the way we understand it? Because the pasuk says lo siya eishes ames achutz alishar. It says the wife of the dead man shall not be to the outside to a strange man. Hach the yosva chutzahi lo siya alishar. The wife who lives outside and didn't yet come into the husband's rishus for nisuin should not be to a strange man, because she has to give him. Aval hach the loyos v'chutzati al ish zar, the wife who doesn't live outside, means when entered in the nisuin, she's able to go marry someone else, a strange person, because she doesn't have yibum here. Rabbi Kiva l'tamei, Rabbi Kiva goes to his own logic. Amar yish mamzer mechayv lavin, he knows that there's a mamzer for chayv lavin. So therefore, even though the kusim were true gerim, they became mixed up with all the mamzerim, and therefore they're going to be usher to yidden. V'yeshamrim, in opinion number three, lefi she'en b'kien b'digduke mitzvos, because they're not familiar with all the details of the halachas. That's Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara is going to say, the Gemara is going to also explain what they're going to be usher to marry because of this. My yeshamrim, who is that? I'm Rabbi Diravin, Rabbi Eliezer, who is Rabbi Eliezer. The matzah of a kusi is mutter. You can go and you can eat it on Pesach, because we rely on them. For Adam Yotzi Bali Dechavaser Pesach, person can be Yotzi with it on Pesach. Vir Abiliyazer Oser, he asks such a thing. Fishem became a digduke mitzvahs, because they're not careful with their digduke mitzvahs. We can't rely on them. Maybe it became chametz. Mishom Galil Omer, Kol mitzvah, Shazigo Bakusim. This is not any mitzvah that the kusim held. Even though we don't like them, but if they did that, Harbi Medakdim B'Yosim, we saw they're even more careful than the Jewish people when it came to the idea of their mitzvahs. The Elohachi, but okay, this concept, when it comes to Yochsin, my Ein B'Kiyin, how they're not B'Kiyin, Lefish Ein B'Kiyin, B'Torah's Kiddushin B'Gerishin. They don't know the halachas of Kiddushin and Gerishin properly. Therefore, a word that the divorces maybe weren't good, and therefore you have a bunch of Amzerim stuff going on, and then we have ourselves a problem. Now the Gemara says, brings another reason to explain why the Kusim are us to marry each other. Rav Nachman, Rav Ravua, Mamzer Me'achoso, Mamzer Me'ishas Ach, and Zavabahen. A Mamzer that came from a relationship with a sister, and a Mamzer that came from a relationship with a brother's wife, have become mixed amongst them. Michael Mashbalan, what exactly is Rav Nachman coming to teach in such a thing, but seeing the Mamzer came from a sister? The Yesh Mamzer B'chayri Kritzos, what I need to tell you is that there's a Mamzer that comes from B'chayri Kritzos, Nisni B'chayri Kritzos, right? Then a Mamzer can come from that. Nisni Chadda, that's true. Then just say one of the cases over here. Why do I have to bring two of the cases that came from the sister and from a brother's wife? Maisa Shoyikachar, the answer is that just not happened to be the case that occurred. The Rava Amar, Rava says, what's that to two Kusim? It's a problem. Eved v'shivcha nesavu behen. We're talking about a case where the Eved and the shivcha, a slave and a slave woman, got mixed up in this whole balagan over here. It says the Gemara, frankly, Gemara, Yisur Mishumai, the Isser to marry them comes from what? Mishum Shivcha? Mishum Shivcha comes only from the fact that the Shivcha Nitzichada. So then let's just bring one case, that of the Shivcha Kananis. This happened to be the story that happened. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great day.